Remarks of the President to the members of the Defense Advisory Committee on Women in the Services in the Rose Garden, November 5, 1951.
Well, it's a very great pleasure to meet all of you this morning. I want to express my appreciation for the time and effort you're putting in to help us with the defense program. And it needs your help. There never was a time in the history of the country when the women, good women of the country, can make a greater contribution than they can at this time. We need you. We also want you, as a committee, to make it perfectly plain to the people of this country just exactly what we're up against. I don't think a large number of the people really appreciate that we are in the midst of one of the greatest crises we've ever faced, and that we must meet it, and that we must not, under any circumstances, let down, because this great country of ours is the hope of the free world, and we must make good on that hope. In the history of our country, the women have always been a help in its settlement, and its in civilizing it, and in keeping it a republic. If you remember in the Puritan times in Virginia, when the first settlers came, they women manned the forts just as the men did. In the late 40s and early 1850s, my grandmothers were first settlers in western Missouri, and they had trouble with Indians at that time. My grandfathers were in the trading business across the plains, and my grandmother, my red-haired grandmother, on one occasion routed a whole band of Indians by herself and two great big shepherd dogs. And they didn't come back and bother her anymore, but she maintained the home and did it just as my grandfather would have done had he have been there. The women of this day and age have that same spirit,